This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And now for the latest installment of what we call Summer, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
It's a seasonal series about the people and products that make summer what it is in America. Today, we've got the origin story behind a long-standing summer tradition, that tune you can't get out of your head, the Song of the Summer. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
In the spring of 2017, DJ Khaled released a song called I'm the One. Maybe you've heard it. It was everywhere.
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, yeah, looking at the truth, the money never lie, no.
The song featured Justin Bieber, Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne. In the music video, they're at a mansion hanging by the pool. Bieber's in a bathing suit. Women are dancing around in bikinis. The champagne's flowing. The grill's fired up. It's your typical summer outing. Charlie Foster remembers when he first heard this song. He's a promotions executive at Epic Records, which distributes DJ Khaled's music.
We thought, here we go. We got it. We were going to have the Song of the Summer.
The Song of the Summer. You know, the one you can't get away from. It's blaring from car speakers at the beach. It's inescapable on the radio. It's a record label's dream.
You're getting sales, you're getting streams, you're getting potentially lots of TV exposure. That's the biggest song on the planet.
So just how big did I'm the One get last summer? I'll come back to that. But first, we're going to consider something else. Where did this idea of the Song of the Summer even come from? To answer that, let's head to a one-block stretch of West 28th Street in New York City. It's lined with flower shops and stores selling cheap t-shirts and bedazzled baseball caps. This neighborhood was once known as Tin Pan Alley. And you could argue that this is where the Song of the Summer was born. David Freeland is a music historian.
This is the place where the music industry as a business coalesced.
It was the late 1800s, the era of sheet music. Walking the streets, you could hear composers playing their songs on cheap pianos through open windows. They wrote catchy tunes that fit into categories.
One was the sentimental ballad. Those were always popular. Another was the patriotic song. And also, there was the summer song.
By the early 1900s, newspapers were writing about the latest summer hits, like this one from 1905.
In the shade of the old apple tree.
Soon the papers were crowning the Song of the Summer, the one hit everybody seemed to be singing that year. Now fast forward to the early 60s in sunny Los Angeles.
If everybody had a moon across the USA.
Film studios cranked out beach movies. Surf music was in its heyday. Jen Gunderman teaches musicology at Vanderbilt University.
Pop music started being associated with sunshine and girls in bikinis and you know, pools and beaches and vacations and road trips out west.
From then on, these images became commonplace in songs of the summer. But at some point, the Song of the Summer changed. It didn't have to be about summer anymore. It just had to be really popular during the summer. And it had to swing.
Maybe that's the one thing they really all have in common, is that you have to be able to wiggle when you're listening to it. It has to be something that is energizing.
Now, naming a Song of the Summer, that can be pretty subjective. Billboard defines it as the most popular song on its Hot 100 chart from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So, did DJ Khaled's song, I'm the One, win the title last year? Let's go back to Charlie Foster from Epic Records.
Nope. Came close, but no.
The reigning champion of summer 2017 was a little song called
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
Hands down, that was the song of the century.
As for the song of summer 2018, maybe it'll be Drake's Nice for What, or Girls Like You by Maroon 5, or Cardi B's I Like It. My money is on Cardi B. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.